Today's page from the Edwards Notebook, another look at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. To sum it up in one word, spectacular. Almost every major auto producer is rolling out magnificent dream machines being showcased in a spruced up and expanded convention center that has received positive feedback from media journalists from around the world. Amongst the many standouts at this year's North American International Auto Show are the Chevy Silverado, which was honored as the 2014 Truck of the Year. With one look at the Corvette Stingray, you will instantly understand why it received the Car of the Year award. The makers of Cadillac have finally shown they have imagination with the creation of the El Mirage concept vehicle. Personally, I hope that one will be manufactured in the not-too-distant future. The giant Ford display is highlighted with both the beautiful 2015 Mustang, which should be in dealership showrooms by this autumn, and the popular F-150 Supertruck. In addition, you'll probably get a kick viewing the Ford assembly line. In fact, despite the general economic doldrums America is experiencing, one of the economic bright spots is the U.S. auto industry. Ford Motor Company's Bill Ford agrees.
It's been a great year. It's been a great year, and I couldn't be happier with how everything's going.
This year's North American International Auto Show also features beautiful concept vehicles from Toyota, Chrysler, Infiniti, and Volkswagen. Once you check out the new BMWs, Mercedes, and Lincolns, you will quickly notice the difficulty in just picking your favorite dream machine. One of my favorite highlights of Auto Show Press Week this year was getting to see the automotive design creations by Lawrence Tech students, whose designs rival anything brought forth by professionals already in the business. Congratulations to Ahmed Galmouche, who took top honors for his design, and he hopes to see his designs in your driveway.
You know, that's the goal. It's trying to get into industry. That's the one thing that I'm trying to work on, and hopefully I get to that point.
From what I've seen of this year's North American International Auto Show, the auto industry will have many good days in the future, especially once the United States economy is reinvigorated. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we roll into the third hour on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Weird sounds in my house, too. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You set it up, it comes to your mobile phone. It doesn't have to be a smartphone because it works with all text-enabled mobile phones. And you can, this is an organizing platform. You can organize every facet of your day, but what cuts them out from the rest of the herd of that type of setup is what they do unbidden based on your locale. And what they do is they tell you about the things, they notify you of the things that are happening around you that you can't imagine. There's no way to plan for. Like, say, for example, snow and ice in South Carolina, polar vortex, earthquake, terrorist attack, flash flood, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. I was talking about California using technology to disarm Californians. And I was talking about the fact that it's not going to do what it's intended to do. That intention, as good as it could be, has too many ways to get around it. It is not self-sustaining. Over time, if you shoot a gun a few thousand times and you've got some little message etched on your firing pin, it will wear itself down. No matter how good you laser at it, if it's still strong enough to break the primer, it's making heavy contact, and it's going to wear itself down. Metal on metal, it's called broken in. Yo. Now, the other thing is this. That technology can be beaten by stealing another gun or not registering a gun with the authorities. But what's happening while all this conversation is going on, the fiscal reality of it is that it is expensive to implement, and it's a non-starter. It can be removed at any and these gun manufacturers are not going to do it. Even Glock is not going to do it. I love the Glock gun. I hate the company. I wish the Glock was horrible. I wish it was worse than High Point guns. Because their political stance is so, so against the what I stand for. But even Glock has, because normally Glock would try to find a way around it. They would say, well, you know, we sell to 70% of the law enforcement out there. We don't even need that civilian business. Which is sort of stupid for them to say, because they'll come out. I mean, they've come out with new calibers to get people to buy more guns. They came out with 357 SIG and 45 Gap. Oh, that's on my short list of guns I got to have. I got to have a 45 Gap. I guess it's cool if you like to have, if quantity drives what you want to do. So it's hypocrisy on their point. They're out there saying, well, you know, we don't need the civilian market, except you keep catering to them, Gaston. But I expect a Glock to go and say, well, of course we'll do that. Of course we'll do that. But no, that's not going to happen. The Glock 42, the Glock 41, everybody wants a Glock 42. I had somebody trying to talk me into wanting a Glock 42. Bill, it's so thin and so light and yet so functional. It's so 380. No, thank you. They're never going to get those. They can't have the fourth generation of Glocks. And eventually the third generation of Glocks will stop being built or available. And very shortly, all of these, those guns that are in California, it'll start looking like Cuba for guns in California. You'll be running around with something that was made by, I don't know, laser dyeing technologies. It fires laser bullets. Rate of fire, sustained rate of fire, 2,000 rounds a minute. Runs on batteries, you'd never have to reload it. In California, they'll still be running old second generation Glocks. Just like Cuba. So this technology is not designed to catch criminals. It's designed to keep guns out of the hands of California. A criminal, no matter how stupid they may be for being a criminal and doing things that might get them killed, working around that crime-solving technique for them is a no-brainer. You just need an emery board. But if it doesn't have micro-stamping in California, it is hence deemed unsafe. And without the micro-stamping, any gun that is coming to California will fall off of the state's roster of approved guns, and it'll have to be retested, and if it's a semi-automatic and it doesn't have micro-stamping, it will be out. I refuse to believe that the reason they're doing this is because of this fairy tale logic that gun crimes will suddenly be easily solved by police. Every gun I've got, Coda, is a third gen, by the way. I don't own a fourth gen Glock. Not one. Not because fourth gens cost more. Third gens, I can't tell it. If I shoot somebody in self-defense with a third gen Glock, I don't know if they're going to be sneering on their way to the ground going, he shot me with a third gen. I just don't see it. Two biggest companies that are publicly traded, Sturm, Ruger, and Smith & Wesson, are pulling out. And they're going to let most of their semi-automatic handguns be banned from sale in California. Both of these companies remain committed to their customers in California, but they have no choice because of the ill-conceived law requiring the incorporation of micro-stamping. Magnum, can you tell Mark to hold on through the break, please? It's coming up in a couple of minutes. I don't want to cut him off. Smith & Wesson will still continue to sell the M&P Shield and the SDVE pistol, which read that to mean Sigma. So in the case of California, American gun manufacturers will have to stop innovating. Or they're going to have to spend millions on a patent and unrealistic technology that's unlikely to solve crimes. And remember this. Remember this about this. I've told you many times. In a lot of cases, these businesses, these manufacturers, are almost on a completely 100% cash basis. They don't operate on commercial paper and short-term loans or anything else because the banking industry is against them. They don't want guns out there. So they find a way to exist anyway on cash. So they don't have lines of credit to roll out and say, well, we've got a micro stamp, a small portion of our guns will be deemed California only. Let's get the separate total production line that only etches on the firing pin. How much is that piece of machinery? $30 million? Get me J.P. Morgan on the bank. On the phone, rather. Get him on the phone. I don't even know what I'm saying, do I? Because I'm delirious, because I'm actually considering doing a California-only model. America's gun makers have led the way into the industrial age. They led the Industrial Revolution. So they've kept America's military and citizenry ready to defend their freedom. And that's going to grind to a halt in California. And the fight has only begun. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Mark in Philadelphia. Thank you for holding, sir.
I just wanted to acknowledge, I appreciate you opening up the lines and receiving our information or our feedback or our challenges. And I very much appreciate Renee out there. I really like what she has to say. I think she's coming from a good place. And on this note of what's really going on, and is it capitalism? Is it socialism? Is it communism? You know, those are just guises to confuse us, because who really knows the true definition of any one of them? So it comes down to me, it comes down to this, that it comes down to ownership. And what whoever's behind the scenes doing all these moves against us, we the people, it's all about creating a block of ownership of whatever. And we could even go, you know, people think they own their homes, they think they own their vehicles, you know, they think they own their possessions, which they do. 90% of the law is, 90% of the law is possession if you possess it and you supposedly own it. But then it comes to the question of true ownership. So the way that this has been set up some time ago, several generations ago, it's been set up to where the powers that be have created a system where they want to separate us from ownership, and precisely true ownership. So so to me, that's the gauge. You know, what moves, whatever moves they're making, are they trying to let you be independent and productive person and creative, or trying to interfere with ability to be productive and own what you work for? And you know, so I mean, just like with property, people think they own their property. Well, don't pay property tax and see what happens. The government will come and get it.
Yep.
And so that's not true ownership, and we haven't had true ownership for a long time. Now they want to try to any of these moves. They try to get us closer and closer, inch by inch. They try to take us away from the idea that you know it's not okay for you to own something. You know, many Americans don't even know what ownership is because they work for somebody else. Business people know what ownership is because you got your behind on the line, and your assets are potentially at risk to when you try to better yourself and your family and your community. So that's where liberals, I think many liberals have never really owned their own business. And I think that's where a lot of them come from. So they're all for this gravy train, you know, get on the political bandwagon and get all the freebies they can, because they don't know what it is to really sacrifice and take these risks. But it's all, to me, so I'm boiling it down, it's about ownership. And they want to take away your right to own what you can put in your hand. So back to the ownership, more precisely, it has to do with tools. Tools. You could say your property is a tool, especially if you own land. You can produce something from it. Your vehicle is a tool because you can travel and you can use it to transport goods. Your firearm is a tool. It's a tool of protection. And so who owns the tools? Who has true ownership of the tools? True ownership. So that's what I'd leave with you, Bill. What do you think about that?
Well, the reason I do what I do, and I, believe me, I've had plenty of people that get up there and say, Bill, you should get a little more mainstream, attack other topics, stop being so single issue. I look at those and I explore those, but at the same time, somebody's got to be in the background waiting for the inevitable, because inevitably all of this will fail. Now, why will it fail? It will fail because, like you said, we don't own anything. We exist in a fascist economic sort of state where we're allowed to believe the illusion that we own things. We have to pay property taxes on the car. Well, if you don't pay the property taxes on the car, you'll get in my state, you'll get your license suspended, and then you'll get pulled over one day for a taillight and you're going to jail. Oh, well, I better pay those property taxes. Or the house. $150,000, $200,000 house, I don't pay the $700, $800 property taxes, I lose the house. So I don't really own anything. You're absolutely right about that. But at the same time, the reason that all of these fights that are being fought out there, I acknowledge them, I know what's going on, and there are far better people than me engaged in those on a daily basis. If they fail, then it's going to be people like me that are going to be the ones to bring order back out of chaos. So yes, I acknowledge all of that stuff and all of those things, and I look at all of these people, like my senior senator, who's going to be up for re-election, who may have a very tough time coming up. He's been playing the game for a long time. Lindsey Graham, he's been playing the game for a very long time. He is a seasoned player at it. He's no longer representing me or anybody else in South Carolina. He's representing him. What's best for him? And that kind of guy's got to go. Now, is he? He should be just solely based upon what the state is about, and solely based upon what he has done. He should be easily deposed. But let's see what happens later on this year.
Well, the other thing on this, I want to bring up the NRA, and I think there are guys. Okay, so maybe a lot of guys have joined them. But I've shared with you before, I'm new to all this, so I'm actually having a fresh approach to these things.
Sure.
So the deal is, you know, I told you that I'm from Missouri. Well, Missouri's trying to put forth that Second Amendment Preservation Act last year, and I contacted National NRA, and then I contacted Missouri NRA representative to talk to them about this. You know, why not stand up and get behind this, deal with Missouri and, Missourians? To nullify federal gun laws within a state border. Well, they wouldn't have anything to do with it. They wouldn't get involved. I said, you're absolutely ridiculous. That is absolutely outrageous. So what does that tell you, folks? It tells you that they are not for you keeping your independent rights of ownership, even, you know, and bearing arms, and telling the federales, you know, to step back because, you know, you're in a different territory, and the territory of a state holds a higher level of authority than the federal government. So so the NRA is the guys. I don't buy it. I don't buy what they're about. So, I mean, that's my take on it. What do I know? I'm new to all this.
Well, see, sometimes without having that tint to the lens that you look through, without having that rose-colored tint, the reality is sort of stark. So, you know, Florida is about to pass a law like that. Missouri's been signaling, well, we want to go this way too, but we want other players involved. So Florida's about to go that way. Kansas has already gone that way. Montana's trying to go that way. Lots of states are trying to go this way. And yeah, in time, that will tell. But the reason I have separated, I mean, there's only probably 5-6 radio shows that just singly tackle what I tackle. And that's because at the end of the day, when all else fails, it is going to fall to the prepared.
Yep, I agree with you.
So I reserve my right to be prepared when that happens, and I am prepared, and every day I'm more prepared, and I continue to prepare. I hope it never happens. But when I was in the Army, I had no illusions about what I was in the military for. I was in the military to fight a war. Didn't have one while I was in, but I was there if it had happened. Prayed for peace, but prepared for war.
By the way, I wanted to mention a company
hang
I've
on.
Never...
Hang on.
Okay.
Hold that thought through the break, and I'll let you plug that when we get back. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Woo, Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specialty design features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
And welcome back.
Gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Completely forgot I had a liner in there. I am a semi-professional. On the phone with me is Mark in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Yes, I just want to mention, recently, about a week ago, I was up in the Allentown area, and I was close to Easton, PA, E-A-S-T-O-N, Easton, PA, close to Bethlehem and Allentown, that area. And I happened to be up there, and I wanted to go. I'm going up there anyway. I wanted to go to the company called Sarco. Have you heard of Sarco?
I have, but I don't remember what they do.
Sarco Inc. It's sarcoinc.com, and sarcoinc.com. And they've been in business since 1959. It's a really interesting history, and they have a warehouse in New Jersey, but they recently, in the last year or so, I guess, opened up a storefront in Pennsylvania. They're in Easton, PA, and let me tell you, and I'm new to all this. Most of what they have is surplus. If they don't have it, you don't need it. You go in there, they've got firearms from every era and from every country. It's incredible. It was an incredible walk through history. And some of these firearms, Bill, are just, I mean, it's incredible. Like the Swiss, the straight pull rifles, the Mausers, they're incredible. I mean, and these things were made a long, long time ago with metallurgy of that era. but they were extremely precise and very well made. Anyway, so I encourage you to contact them and talk to them and others that are your listeners. They're really helpful and very educational, and they also have a website where you can order stuff. I think it's e-sarco.com. And anyway, I was very, very impressed, and I just wanted to share that. I have no affiliation with them whatsoever, just to pass on something good, a good find. So thank you, Bill, for being there and continuing on the conversation. I agree with you. When it comes to ownership of the tool of protection, you're the guy to go to. I'm learning so much from you. Thank you for being there.
Well, thank you, sir. It's my pleasure. Thank you very much. Moms Demand Action, one of their modus operandi of late has been to go to places of business and try to talk the owner or the manager into becoming a gun-free zone. So here lately they've been concentrating on Staples, the office supply store where I buy all my stuff. So they went to the Nashville, Tennessee chapter. They visited their local Staples to try and get the company policy changed to forbid guns in their stores. They approached the store manager at the time, and they were quickly shot down. And according to the Moms Demand Action Group's Facebook page, they found out that the manager said she carries a gun at all times. They got a little picture. There's three of them. Three of them there to affect social change at a corporate entity. I just find that funny. I would like to, for you, excuse me, is this Bill Frady at the Lock and Load Show? Can you turn that into a gun-free zone? No, I'm carrying two right now. I'll be on their Facebook page. I'm jealous. Whenever somebody comes at you and they're wanting to give you a... they're trying to justify an oppressive gun law to you. The first thing you need to understand about them is that they are morally and intellectually bankrupt. They're not in it for your safety, so they're lying to you. And it's not going to work, so they don't know what they're talking about. But every once in a while, you may encounter an argument for gun control that is at the very least creative, which is always entertaining. Let's go to the phones real quick. Dennis in California. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. I can switch gears on you. Actually calling up about some gear. I know one of your sponsors, something positive. I know, the guys will advertise and whatnot, but I had a really great experience with G-Code. This is last week, where I ordered one of them Incog holsters for my Glock 19.
Yeah, G-Code is a sponsor on the show. They're a sponsor.
Yeah.
The Incog is a, for those of you who don't know, it's an inside-the-waistband holster made out of Kydex. It's a harder one, but it lends itself real easy to reholstering. And if I'm not mistaken, they call it the Incog stands for Incognito.
Yeah.
And it was developed jointly with Travis Haley at Haley Strategic Partners.
Yeah, I have one of the Nice Square Tacos, which is really comfortable. What drew me to that Incog was, the ability for some deep concealment. But I ordered that the other week, and a few days later, I got a message from PayPal saying that my order had been canceled, my funds were refunded. So I shot an email to G-Code asking them, if there was a problem with the order because I didn't cancel it. And I found it there when I got home from work, and it was like midnight. And first thing in the morning, so within 10 hours, first thing in the morning, Jose from G-Code gives me a call on the phone and, hey, sir, we don't know what happened. Go ahead and reorder it. Give me your order number, and I'll put you right back in the queue and make sure you don't lose your spot. Because they manually, they make the order. It's not, just sitting there. So, just real happy with the way they did business there. And, it's kind of a reflection like the gun community. I have yet to have any kind of negative, reaction with any, businesses in the good community, we kind of take care of ourselves. And it's, it's like one of those things where if people who aren't familiar with guns, because many people and my coworkers and family members know me, and we'll talk, and I'll be the first one to take them to the range and explain things to them. But, when they see, some of the friendliness, I got my local range. I don't know how many people I've run into that have, it's like, I've been to that range before. Oh, yeah, I know Casey. And a lot of people will come in intimidated, thinking that, the gun range owner is going to be some drill sergeant type guy. But he's like, oh, yeah, he explained everything to me. He showed me how to shoot, blah, blah, blah. But along with the fight that we're doing, legislatively, but, our own, as gun owners in the gun community, the way we conduct ourselves with the community, with a background law enforcement, you hear a lot of things about like community policing, where the police have the community policing programs where they're, keeping their image amongst the ties them in the community. And we have the same responsibility as responsible gun owners in the community to show that positive side. Cause, at its base, the gun culture, a Second Amendment advocate, you take him to the side, you dissect the guy, that's, or girl, that's usually like a family guy, family woman, wants to take care of their own, wants to protect the community, is a good-hearted individual. So just, felt like calling and sharing that this morning with you.
Well, thank you. Invariably, I always find the gun community is always very polite. Yeah. And very easy to get along with, and it's the only dangerous people they ever come in contact with, for the most part, is liberals.
Yeah, the uneducated, the people who have no business, around things that they don't understand.
Roger that.
But, all right, Bill.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Stay safe.
You too.
If you haven't checked out G-Code, go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. They are catching fire as we speak. I can't tell you how, because then Scott Evans would track me down and kill me. And I got plans. We're going to run out of time before I get to this. And as a matter of fact, I think I'll go with this because it is creative. And that's what's so entertaining about it. Because guess what? There's a school of thought out there that think that we, the ones who say, well, we're standing by prepared. This guy's name is Patrick Walker. He wrote a piece called Right Wing Gun Nuts, Our Tame Second Amendment Lapdogs. And he's going to make the case about we're too tame. Which is indeed creative. It's creative. I've never met... yes, all of the Second Amendment people I know are very polite, and in a self-defense situation, it switches so fast to offense, and it's so ferocious. That's a little bit like looking at Cujo and saying, "Aw, cute puppy," or something akin to that. We'll talk about that when we get back. Last break of the day. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
Welcome back as we get ready to go away on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was talking about an op-ed that was written by a guy named Patrick Walker. Right-wing gun nuts are tame Second Amendment lapdogs. Let me read you a few paragraphs verbatim of what Patrick says about you and me, okay? Because I'm right in there. I'm right in there with the rest of you on this one. So, but this is what he thinks of us. So useful are these idiots that if some grown-up patriots on the left decided to invoke the Second Amendment to fight real imminent tyranny, like, say, shooting in any member of Congress who voted to fast-track the Trans-Pacific Partnership, never would our gun-toting lapdogs yelp faster to denounce fellow Americans as terrorists. And fellow Americans, mind you, who'd simply be invoking one of the right-wing's most sacred ideas, that without the Second Amendment, the rest of our Bill of Rights is useless. a plausible assertion, but just dare invoking it if you, as a U.S. left-wing patriot, actually wish to overthrow rather than fawningly worship the plutocrat tyrants daily steamrolling our freedoms. Now, he believes that Obama's a tyrant. Not just a tyrant, but a tyrant in chief. And a plutocrat tool of even richer plutocrats, which means it's all about the money. But his tyrant status, according to Walker, stems from not imposing enough government control over industry and wealth. He goes to great lengths to point out that he's not a gun freak, he's never owned a firearm, and he grew up in a gun-free household. But he claims to think a lot about the Second Amendment because he believes that so much of what our corrupt government does is actually tyranny, that he's willing to explore any avenue in fighting the tyranny he perceives. Since no one has taken up arms against the plutocrats and climate changers, he's apparently decided that the Second Amendment is irrelevant, should be dumped, because for all his bluster, which is odd, as it does come from one who's never availed himself of any liberty-preserving power of firearms, he supports rational research-based gun control. Surprise, surprise. Basically, what he's saying, that since we're not using it, we don't get to keep it. Since we're never going to use the Second Amendment to fight real existing tyranny. And in his mind's eye, he points out that deep down, and he considers this with considerable justice, he considers that our government has an endless arsenal, and our Second Amendment is outmoded because of this, because we wouldn't stand a chance, you know. We wouldn't stand a chance. Not a snowball's chance. And yet I'm looking out in South Carolina, and there's snow on the ground. Anyway. We should not be allowed then to invoke the Second Amendment to resist rational, research-based gun control. Instead, we should be working to purge it from our Constitution. There's a way to do that. I mean, it wouldn't work. I mean, you guys get slammed. You get body slammed. This is him presuming that he is the real arbiter of what constitutes a real existing tyranny. And I guess if the rest of the country refuses to fight against his definition of oppression, then he wants the entire constitutionally guaranteed fundamental human right of the individual to keep and bear arms purged from the Constitution. And he sums it up. His words. In fact, though I can conceive no strong legal case for invoking the Second Amendment, supposedly good standing law, than government climate tyranny, I doubt even the ACLU would dare to defend climate activists who invoked it. My point is simply to insist that when no one, even for the best conceivable reasons, is allowed to invoke the Second Amendment, it should not be on our books blocking rational gun control. One aspect of the Second Amendment that clearly escapes him is that it does nothing to protect some right to shoot people, even perpetrators of government climate tyranny. What he advocates, because he doesn't like plutocracy, is anybody that is advancing something that would be plutocratic be shot. which is much more extreme than I've ever going to be. I advocate for gradual change. I advocate for seizing the government back politically. But and I regard the right at the final, you know, in the last moments of negotiation to invoke the final option. He wants to go straight to it. Negotiation? No way. The Second Amendment is a means of resisting tyranny, and not the act of pulling the trigger. It does not advocate killing the government. It advocates the people keeping arms in order to resist the government. Big difference between those two. By the time the political situation has degenerated to a point where it's time to go to guns, constitutional protections of any right at that time are rather unlikely to have much relevance. If we feel the need to go, it's going to be time to go. And we're going to have no choice. We're going to be like the people in Mexico. We're going to have no other option if that comes. For all of his stupid yammering about plutocrats and government climate tyranny, he does suggest, perhaps inadvertently, one valid point. Jeff Snyder wrote a superb essay called Walter Mitty's Second Amendment. There is a very real danger that if government leaves enough of the right to keep and bear arms alone, liberty advocates who insist on focusing exclusively on the single issue of gun rights will submit to tyranny on every other front while telling themselves that they are free because they still have the guns, guns that they will never actually use to safeguard their liberty. So it does, you know, I'm just part of the machine. I'm part of your toolkit, if you will. Lots of people talk about lots of other things. I don't. I talk about this. And you know what? I talk about this because that is the final option. But it isn't the single option for me. The final option is invoked. If all the other things, if amendments, all the amendments beside the second, if they continue to be violated, if we continue to degenerate in the government, while I am single issue in my focus, as far as what I talk about, I am not single issue as far as in my awareness. I can't be. I can't afford that luxury. Because that is a very real possibility that we would sit back and say, well, he left, you know, that's what happened with Obama in the first term. Well, he left guns alone. How many gun owners voted for him? With the saying, well, you know, in his first term, he left guns alone. He made it to where we could carry him in the national parks. Well, thanks. Thanks, Obama. So, when you're listening to me, realize that I am a single issue speaker, but I am fully aware of everything else that goes on around. The only reason I don't discuss that is I have so much fun talking about the single issue, especially like, you know, when I get to throw little snippets at you, like the mom's demand action went to Staples and the manager of the store was a concealed carrier and said no. That just makes my day. It's a win. I get to read Charlie Sheen's poem to Barack Obama. I don't talk about it because it's not news. But it does point out that, you know, people see him for what he is. I see him for what he is. I'm pretty sure you see him for what he is if you're listening to RBN. We'll do this again in 21 hours. In the meantime, remember this and remember it well. It's never been about gun control, ever. It has always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.